feeling.
Big tears in my eyes.
Come on, baby. Go south.
Remember your family growing up here and hearing that chant when you heard it?
Something to it. I didn't think I'd be crying this morning. Go,
it is camping. Players, memories. It's Miami week.
Yeah. And you deserve your flowers, Coach, I'm because of what you.
Good morning, SEC. Come on in. The water is fine. Oh, Jimbo's back, huh? Jimbo is back. And you're saying, Shane, what are you doing at Chipotle? Well, I got to find out who's going to be quarterback in this Red River Shootout. And my tortilla guy ain't here yet. So come on in. We have got a fun show for you today. We're at that point. We're at that point, right, when we start seeing a little bit of separation. And there's some of these teams that start out great and some teams that start off rough. And you're like, are these guys the real deal or are they lying to me? I'm going to tell you today who are the pretenders and who are the contenders to make it to the college football playoffs. That and much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Oh, baby, because the JR is already in the comments. Come on now, gifted a membership to Moments of Truth podcast. Welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend, Cousin JR, come on in. We got to remind the listeners, we are also brought to you by MyBookie. Man, I'm on fire, undefeated this weekend. And if you would have went over to MyBookie and used promo code SEC, you could have had a risk-free bet. Didn't need it with me, but you may need it this weekend because this weekend is absolutely loaded with some great, great football games. And right now, if you use promo code SEC, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. What does that mean? It means place a bet, you win, you get your money. Lose the bet, you get your money back. Come on now, help the show grow by keeping our sponsors happy. And then take that extra money and go over to Tennessee Legend Distillery where you guys can get some fine Tennessee whiskey and bourbon. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you get over there and you tell the cousins, they're family. Tell the cousins that we sent you, not only are you going to get a discount, but you'll get an additional gift. And while you're there, be sure to take a photo. Because you could be this week's Tennessee legend, like Georgia Dog fan Andrea Blackburn making her way to the local distributor here. And look at them. Oh, they're Georgia's happy, right? Georgia's back, baby. So get on over there, Tennessee legend, and pay the lowest price in town. That's what I'm going to say. All right, let's jump into this. Come on, cousins. We got to get this party started. So I've got all 16 teams, right? And I'm going to go through here, and we're going to talk about some of the games this weekend. But if you want a true recap after this show, you can always jump on to last night's episode with me and SEC Mike, and we duke it out and talk about the great games. But in this process, this weekend in particular, I felt like there was a little bit of separation, and we're going to find out who's the real deal and who's not. So let's jump right into this one. We're going to start with Texas A&M. Damn, they are playing some football right now, right? And I feel like when you're looking for contenders and pretenders, you're trying to weigh the wins and losses, right? I still think Auburn's a good football team. They just don't have a good football coach, right? Mississippi State, I think that was a massive win, not just because they won, but how they won. Complete domination when it comes to the big uglies up front. They were able to punch them in the mouth, stop the run. They ran for over 300 yards in this football game. Texas A&M did whatever they want with Mississippi State. I still believe Mississippi State's a good football team. That's why I think this is a signature win. Same thing with them, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And Mike's not too keen on the offense of Notre Dame or just the how good they really are. But I feel like it was a good football team. Going up to South Bend and getting a win there, I think was absolutely massive. So before I get to are they a pretender or contender, I do got an Elko comment here. Did talk a little bit about that Mississippi State matchup. And I told you coming into this game, it was going to come down to stopping the run and creating the run. And Texas A&M hasn't really just wowed us with their rushing capabilities. And Elko had a comment about that after the game.
Coach, you guys scored more rushing yards tonight than Mississippi State did total offensive yards. Could you just speak more on the rushing game and how you'd say it's gotten to where it is now as opposed to maybe the beginning of the year?
Yeah, again, people were worried about it. I wasn't. We weren't unsuccessfully rushing the ball in the beginning of the year. We just weren't really featuring that part of the game for a variety of reasons. But, this is the second week in a row that in an SEC football game when we had to get big and physical, we were able to get big and physical and pound out yards. And yards are hard to come by running in this conference. You know, there's so many big athletic bodies. And, our offensive line is doing a really good job. Our backs are doing a really good job. It was awesome to see Ruben go out tonight and have the night that he had, running for 142 yards and really carrying the rock the way he did. It was really cool to see. And that's a big part of success in this conference, and we got to continue to do it.
That's right, Coach. Go out here and beat them into submission. That's what Texas A&M is. So here's what we got. Texas A&M, are they a contender? Are they pretender? They're a contender. 84%, pun intended here. I am all the way in on Texas A&M. This is a football team that not only could make a college football playoff, but the way they're playing, the way they're progressing, this is a football team that may be able to win the damn thing. I don't think this is your Jimbo Fisher's A&M. This ain't the 8-4 jokes we like to talk about here. This is a football team that has made it to a point where I think they've got one or two games that will dictate how far they go, and I'm liking those odds. This is a well-balanced football team. Now, opposite of well-balanced, let's go over here to Arkansas, right? Now, obviously, we fired our coach mainly for these losses here, Memphis, Notre Dame, and Ole Miss, but there's something about this team, man. And I don't know if it's because they're playing my Tennessee Volunteers this weekend or if it's because you got Bobby P on the sideline now with the ability to do whatever he wants. And unfortunately for Arkansas fans, Bobby even though he's fired everybody that's around the defense here, I don't know if he's going to be able to whip these boys in shape. So right now, I've got them pretenders, 16%. Now, obviously, this is a football team that's not going to make the college football playoffs, but it is a football team that can ruin college football playoffs for a Tennessee, for a Texas A&M, for an LSU, a Texas, a Mizzou even. This is a dangerous football team, mainly because now Bobby P's trying to win a job. And we've all seen this, right? We've all seen this. Interim guy walks in, gets a couple signature wins, then becomes the guy. You talk about Jimbo, this is his. I was thinking Bobby may be a little bit bad luck, right? I mean, he had the Texas A&M job for a year till Jimbo got fired, and then he had it for Sam. So that's just a side note, but right now, obviously, Arkansas, big pretenders, but they could really knock some people off. Mizzou. Now, this is a questionable run. Big game coming up this week. Big game for sure. These guys are going to be against Alabama, and I feel like that is a true temperature gauge. But there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people saying Mizzou ain't played nobody. Look at that schedule, right? They ain't played nobody all these home games. Mizzou ain't going to do shit. That's what we keep hearing over and over and over again. Signature wins, Kansas, South Carolina, sure. Obviously, this ain't a Bama, this ain't a Georgia, this ain't an LSU, but these are two very, very good football teams that I felt like Mizzou not just beat, but handled, right? And here's my thing with the Mizzou Tigers is the schedule. As much as we give them a hard time because their schedule is easy, but I'm telling you, there's a couple of key games, and if you can get past it, you may be sitting in a sweet spot for the college football playoffs. So I've got Mizzou sitting there at 74% contenders. Now, obviously, they got a huge, massive, biggest game of the year coming up on this Saturday. And I wish I was able to get there. And I wish this game wasn't at 11 a.m. Central time. But this is the game. And for those that say, here's the one thing I'll say about Mizzou. There's two camps. There's the ones that are all in. There's the ones that are all out. And the ones that say Mizzou ain't playing nobody, Mizzou's nothing, they haven't watched them. Man, this ain't last year's Mizzou. This is a, you talk about a well-balanced football team. Bo playing out of his damn mind. Two of the best running backs I've ever seen in the country. And listen, I know I'm a little partial because I like this team, but I'm telling you right now, this is a very, very good football team. And the reason I was afraid they wouldn't go the distance last year is because I didn't think they'd get the running game going. And because, especially after a couple of games, it just felt like their quarterback was hurt, and that's exactly what happened. And if they can keep Bo healthy, whoo doggy, go ahead and buy them tickets. Ole Miss Rebels. Oh my gosh, Ole Miss has done nothing but win and more win. Arkansas, LSU, Kentucky. Now there have been some close wins, right? There has been some. If you're looking at the wins loss here, is there, that LSU game was tight. What would that have been if it was on the road? That Arkansas game came down to the wire. If a couple of balls went the other way, what would have happened? You know, so there have been some close games, but they keep winning. And that's one thing that Lane Kiffin, I don't have any comments from him, but he is the main reason when I'm looking for contenders or pretenders. This is a team, man. 94%, in my opinion. Go ahead and book those tickets. Ole Miss is going to the college football playoffs. They've got a few. They got tough games, right? Georgia, Oklahoma on the road. Tough football games. Can't sleep on South Carolina. Florida Gators, we're going to get to them here in a second. Apparently, they've got a ball club now. I just told you about Mississippi State. It's a lot different at the Egg Bowl. This is a very interesting setup, but I love this schedule. And based off what I've seen this year, it doesn't matter who's at quarterback, Ole Miss is going to find a way to win. So give me contender, 94%. Alabama. Oh, my gosh. What a game this weekend. This was a really good football game. And I will say this. Let me get the camera here. Alabama earned my respect last week and this week, right? This is a new ball club. Vanderbilt, which I'm going to get to in a minute, is also a really, really good football team. So this, in my opinion, was a signature win. Georgia, signature win. Now, we all like to make fun of that Florida State loss week one, right? And rightfully so. They absolutely deserve it. But this is a ball club, like I said, has turned over a new leaf, and Kalen DeBoer talks about that right here.
Yeah, that's two straight games where you guys have taken punches and kept punching back kind of thing. How do you think, or what do you think has led to you guys turning a corner in that your ability to do that?
Mm-hmm. Just really understanding when it first happened week one that there's one of two things you can do. You know, you can just take it or you can fight back. And if you are who we are and we really believe that we have a good football team, then, you know, we should only have one option, and that's just to get everything we got and leave it all on the football field. And that's what these guys are doing. And, you know, the defense is just doing a good job of making sure that they force the offense, the opposing offense, to play another play, right? Line up, you see the drives. I mean, there was two turnovers in the red zone, really. And so, you know, forcing them to play another play and just making them earn it. And then, you know, our guys, again, I mean, we are kind of getting that feeling of takeaways, you know. I think like we did last year, it's starting to come back to us. And the physicality now on top of that I felt we brought today, again, I thought it was a positive step for our defense.
Positive step. And that's one thing I've noticed with this football team as compared to maybe like last year is I'm seeing mistakes, but I'm seeing mistakes corrected. And Alabama's defense played out of their damn mind. I mean, they won that game. And that's one of the crazy things. It's either a Ty Simpson game or it's a defense game, or I am completely sold on Alabama right now. In fact, if I'm saying pretenders, contenders, there's not a stronger contender right now, in my opinion, than that ball club down in Tuscaloosa. This is a ball club that is battle tested, man. I mean, think about this. Look at the schedule here for a second. Florida State, Wisconsin, Georgia, Vanderbilt. I mean, this team got thrown in the fire. And I'm not saying they had the toughest schedule, but it's damn near the top, right? And the fact that they've not only had production, but they have been significantly better since week one. This is a ball club that, I mean, right now, my favorite to make an SEC championship for sure. However, they got a big test this week, right? There's no off week, right? You come off Georgia, Vanderbilt, tough games. Oh, you got to go on the road and play an undefeated Mizzou. Oh, after that, you got Tennessee, a top 15 school. Oh, you're going over to South Carolina, Columbia. They're going to be ready for you. So I feel like Alabama, obviously, they can't take their foot off the gas. But right now, this is a ball club absolutely no one wants to play. But there is another team in Alabama we wouldn't mind playing. That's Auburn Tigers. Oh, my gosh. I bought in. I've been cold take like crazy over this damn football team, and I'm not a fan. So I feel even worse for those fans that's had to watch losses to Texas A&M, losses to Oklahoma. I mean, after that first game, remember, we were so damn excited. Auburn's back, baby! Until they weren't. Until they lose a close game with Oklahoma. Until they lose a close game with Texas A&M. And that's my concern. Because when you're looking at Auburn's schedule, Georgia, Mizzou, Arkansas even, Vanderbilt, Alabama, I still feel like there's some close games in the future here. And do I have faith that Hugh Freeze is going to win those games? Hell no. Give me Pretender, 66%. And that's a shame. Because right now, I tell you, if we started this season over, and I gave this ball club Kirby Smart, if I gave them the Lane Kiffin that they all wanted, I feel like this could be an undefeated football team. They've got the talent. They have got the talent. It's the most talented football team that's been down there in 8 years. But I'm telling you, Hugh Freeze is just not able to do anything with it. And that's why he's on the hot seat. And after a couple losses, Mike talked about this last night, Georgia, Mizzou, you drop those two games, you're gone. Hugh Freeze is gone. Now, they have a chance to redeem themselves. This may be one of the ones I'm completely wrong on. They control their future, right? Let's don't act like they can't make the playoffs. They just got to win out. But if they somehow do, some miracle, pull that off, that's the absolute biggest miracle since the miracle of Jordan Hare, I guess. I don't know how to segue from that. But I will talk about a team that potentially is still in the hunt, LSU. Now, it hasn't been sexy, right? But now we're starting to feel like that Florida win's a little better than we thought. Clemson, they still suck. But Ole Miss, we go back to that game. That was a close game, and I told you earlier, on the road. What if that game would have been in Death Valley? Would we have went? I mean, we can't sit here and say ifs and buts. With that old saying, if it's candy and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. This is a football team that is 4-1, and we're making excuse. I mean, 4-1, they've got a top 15 loss to Ole Miss by one score. LSU's still in the mix, right? LSU, I know Mike's out on them, but can they beat South Carolina? Absolutely. Can they beat Vanderbilt, A&M, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma? Maybe, right? But they still got one mulligan. I feel like burying this program just because they've had a couple of close wins and one embarrassing loss on the road, I'm not willing to do that. So LSU, yes, they've got some signature wins. They've got that embarrassing loss with Ole Miss, but I still have them contenders 14%. Not as confident as I once was, but I still feel like LSU has an opportunity to make it to the dance just like this damn football team. Ain't that crazy? We're sitting here in October, and I'm trying to tell you, convince you that actually, I don't need to convince you. You watched any Vanderbilt football games this year, you realize real quick that this is a good football team. Not only did they whoop up on Virginia Tech and South Carolina, but they got a loss against Alabama. And Bobby was even asked about this after the game. He says, "What do you call that when you have like like a moral victory. He said, what the hell is that? I don't know if he doesn't know what that is or if he's just not accepting it, but man, they had the Tide. They go down to Tuscaloosa, and if it weren't for two turnovers in the red zone, what would have happened? Pavia played probably his worst game I've ever seen in Vanderbilt. If he would have played the best game, what would have happened? Pavia was asked after the game, what was the recipe here? He says it's simple. Alabama did what we did to them last year when they were in Nashville. We had the time of possession. We had the rushing. We basically played keep away and got a victory there. And that's what Alabama was able to do. He said that's why they won. So do I think Vanderbilt can make the college football playoffs? I'm not ruling it out, guys. And I know that sounds crazy, but this is a football team that when I'm looking at the remaining schedule, ask Mizzou last year if they want to play Vanderbilt again, right? Even Texas was a close game. Auburn, they've owned them, right? Tennessee was down multiple scores last year. And this is a better football team. So is Vanderbilt a pretender or a contender? Give me contender, 94%, man. I'm telling you, I'm buying in. And I hate that. Oh, my God, I hate it. Because every time Vanderbilt wins, I got to walk another 2 miles. I'm already 2 miles down. I don't know. Vanderbilt may end up killing me before it's all said and done. But you know what else is killing me? I mean, Pavia, you talk the talk. Can you walk the walk, man? He's walking out the stadium. The fans got a few choice words for him. You ain't talking to kids. Pavia is older than that guy. Mississippi State. I got to move on a little bit and get caught talking about these other teams. Let's talk about it. Arizona State, still a big win. Losses, Tennessee, Texas A&M. I like Mississippi State. I like them a lot better than they were this time last year. But I still feel like they got a ways to go. So are they a contender? Are they a pretender? I'm saying pretender, 8%. But there is not a football team that wants to play these guys. We got Florida Gators coming up. That's a win. That could be a win. That may be Billy Napier back on the hot seat win. Texas, we'll get to them here in a second. Not as good as I thought they were, right? So there are some winnable games. Mississippi State's going to catch a few of these SEC teams. But you know who is playing out their damn mind? Another undefeated Oklahoma Sooners, arguably the best defense in the country right now. Well-balanced football team. Got big wins against Auburn, Michigan, which, again, Michigan doesn't look as good, you know, now that they've struggled a little bit. But still, it's a good football team. And this is a team that's undefeated. So they get tested this week, right? They're underdogs, even with the backup quarterback, which Coach was asked about today.
If you go to Dallas and Mateer can't play, how do you feel about Hawkins?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he can't, you know. Again, he had some experience playing in there last year, and really my mindset is no different than what it was going into today.
Sorry, it's a little low, but I'm going to paraphrase here. He was asked, is Hawkins going to be are we going to be okay with Hawkins, or is Mateer going to be back? And that's why I'm here at Chipotle. I'm going to talk to Tortilla guy when he shows up, but I think we're fine either way, right? And the fact that we can say that is the main reason why Oklahoma is a big-time contender, 65%. Now, the thing that knocks Oklahoma is the schedule. I just told you, yes, Texas is a winnable game. Ole Miss, a winnable game. Alabama, Tennessee, Mizzou, LSU, they are all winnable games with this football team. However, there's a lot of other SEC teams I'd rather play, right? I mean, let's not sit here and act like Oklahoma got blessed by the scheduling gods, because they didn't. Oklahoma has got the toughest road. It was important that they started out strong. I was hoping that they'd be 4-1 by this point. 5-0 is an absolute, home run situation. But you got two mulligans in the tank, you know? You've got two opportunities to move forward to the college football playoffs, and that's why I like you. It's just I don't think your path is easier than, let's say, a Texas schedule, which now doesn't look as easy now that you've got losses to Ohio State and Florida. And I'm sitting here listening to Coach. Coach comes out and he says, hey, It's okay. We still got an opportunity here.
With two losses now, do you have to reshape the season goals or not?
No, not at all. You know, we're a one-loss team in the SEC. And, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. We got seven conference games to be played. You know, I'm not going to sit here and give us the poor me's and the woe is us. You know, we'll get back. We'll get ready to go. Obviously, got a big pivotal game next week against a rival opponent in Oklahoma, a very good football team. We need to get ourselves ready to play and focus on next week. And I think, you know, one of the mistakes we can make is look big picture. We need to focus on this week and put our best foot forward and to get ready to play against a good football team.
Good football team. Is Ohio State a good football team? Could be. Is Florida a good football team? Could be. But can they make the college football playoffs? Absolutely. Very small window. I mean, the tiniest of tiniest windows here. I don't think that Texas just folds up, but man, they have no more house money. They have got to win out, and the one thing that I do like is the schedule. There are opportunities, right? You still got the Red River. You still got Georgia, but there are some – I mean, it may come down to a Texas A&M-Texas matchup at the end of the year. I'm not completely ruling it out because I think of teams like Ohio State last year, and I'm not saying that that's what Texas is, but I have seen super talented teams not figure it out till later in the year, and you just pray to God you don't make too many mistakes. They've already made two mistakes, and that's why I've only got them at 1.8 here, mainly because of this team right here. Florida Gators are alive, baby. Yes, they have losses to USF. Yes, they have losses to LSU and Miami. But that big win against Texas, does that bring them back? Do I got Florida at 100%? Hell no, 1.6%. I'm not convinced the Florida Gators are all the way back here, but they do make things a lot more interesting, right? Now that we've got this, I always called it a cornered rattlesnake, you know, this is a team nobody wants to play right now. I tried to warn you about this loss. In fact, Billy talks about that right here.
I'm going to give him a sponge bath tomorrow. I can tell you that.
Oh, wrong one.
Mentioned handling adversity in the past, handling success in the future. But just today, like, how relieving is this for you and this team in there after what's been endured the last month?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the challenge will be how we handle this, you know. You know, I think it's going to be extremely important that we, you got to wake up in the morning and wash all this off, you know. Same people that talk bad about you are going to be talking good about you. And can you handle that, right? I think that's the challenge in sport is to be consistent, to be process-oriented, to be motivated by the right things, and not have a letdown going forward. So, look, that's a really good team, but just start looking ahead here. Every team is going to be a challenge. And I think football at this level is turning into that. You got to be ready to play every week.
Will be a challenge. But there's a team in Knoxville, Tennessee, that has been challenged. A couple of big wins, Syracuse, Mississippi State, losses, Georgia. This is one of the teams that, you know, You wonder, right? I mean, I know I'm sitting here as a Vol fan, and maybe it's the battered Vol syndrome in me, but you always wonder, like, well, is Syracuse good? Yeah, they beat Clemson, but is Mississippi State good? I mean, they just went down there and got absolutely dominated by Texas A&M. And same thing with Georgia. You lose to Georgia, and then they get smoked by Alabama. So you wonder, is Tennessee a real pretender or contender? Their schedule... One thing I love, another team, you've got a winnable schedule, right? You've still got one loss I feel like you could have and still make the college football playoffs. But you got to go down to the swamp. We know how that is. I just told you how good I think Oklahoma is. John Mateer will be healthy by then for sure. You know, Alabama on the road. This game right here that's coming up with Arkansas, do not overlook it, man. but you know them Volunteers are contenders. Come on, 67%. I'm not saying punch your ticket, but I'm saying punch your ticket. Tennessee's going to the playoffs again. Now, this team, Georgia Bulldogs, oh, my gosh. You talk about a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster if you're a dog fan. Yes, you got wins over Kentucky and Tennessee on the road. I still think that's a big, big win. Alabama, I feel like that was a growing opportunity. This is similar to what I was talking about Texas earlier. Georgia, one of the most talented, if not the most talented team in the country. They just haven't quite figured it out. You know, even during this Kentucky game, I'm questioning why Gunner's throwing this. Why is Cash not more involved? There's a lot of things that was thrown around. But one thing that I did notice is that they are willing to adapt and change. And punching out early against Kentucky, you know, thinking outside the box. Mike Bobo, I give him a hard time because I've seen a million wide receiver screens, a million halfback, you know, throwouts. It's just, it's not fun. But I wonder, part of me wonders, is that because of Gunner or is that because that's just the style of offense that Kirby wants to run and keep the chains moving, keep the clocks moving? But they were very aggressive in this Kentucky game, and I like it. Now, was there mistakes? Absolutely. But that's why I've got Georgia as an 82% contender right now, because they think outside the box like that. They keep playing the way they're playing, the way this offense is going. There's no reason that Georgia should not make the college football playoffs. And yes, I know they've got Ole Miss coming up. They've got Texas. And now the Florida game looks a little bit tougher. I still think Georgia is in the captain seat. They just got to keep winning here. Kentucky, opposite of winning, losing, a lot of losses. Ole Miss, South Carolina, Georgia. I'm not going to beat these guys up too much, but that's why they're a pretender. 99%. These guys, I feel bad because I thought I saw moments of good football here with Cutter, but I still feel like they've got a long way ahead of them, and their coach, by God, he is not leaving it.
I mean, I hate to give anything like that legs. There's zero. I told you last year, right? You know what I mean? You guys could write and say what you want about me, but I mean, I told you there's zero chance I'm walking away. You know what I mean? Zero. And, you know, there's no quitting me, you know, so that's unequivocally 100% false. You know, and anybody says otherwise is lying.
You said at the start, we're not going to
be back. And I don't want to address that crap no more.
You said at the start.
I ain't going nowhere, says Coach Stoops. You can say whatever you want. I'm staying here until my last breath. That's kind of what it feels like. And unfortunately, I do not think Kentucky is going to do anything this year, pull off any upsets. Now, South Carolina still has some, right? They still got a little gas in the tank. They got a win against Virginia Tech, Kentucky, and more importantly is the losses. It's how Vanderbilt handled you. It's how Mizzou beat you. You know, was there opportunities in that game? And I feel like maybe I've not been fair to South Carolina here, mainly because, again, I'm still trying to figure out who they are, what their identity is. And the problem is we're halfway through the season, and the bigger problem is, can you think of a tougher slate of games than LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M? For that alone, I've got them as pretenders. Now, I know, Gamecock fans, it's tough. It's tough to see all that red. But that's exactly where we're at right now. And we've got lots of action coming to you this week. So be sure to have those notifications on. I appreciate all the cousins hanging out with me bright and early at the Chipotle. And I'm in love with the – I need to find out. We need to find out some more about John Mateer. I'm not expecting any information until probably game day. But, hey, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Mondays suck. I get it. But hopefully this made your day 30 minutes better. So, hey, I will see y'all tomorrow. Smart Guy will be on tonight. And, as always, thank you for watching. Go Ball.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.